This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we reflected on the psalmist's honest description in Psalm 119:33-40 of his struggling, stretching growth journey. Step by step, he explains how when he's honest with God, there's more to it than merely reading instructions in his word and doing them. There are many cross currents tearing at him as he genuinely presses on to live for God. He knows he needs to understand God's word and acknowledge that on his own he can't faithfully do what he knows to be God's will. He prays, "Make me do what I know to be your will. Keep me from getting sidetracked." Even that's not enough. He wants God to keep his eyes focused on the truth. Finally, he cries out, "You do it, God. Only then will it get done. Then protect me from the embarrassment or disgrace I might feel when others misunderstand or, worse yet, outright attack." In other words, this business of living the life God wants me to live is not easy. It's hard. Even though it's my heart's deepest desire, it's still hard. God must work in and through you if His will and work will ever get accomplished. There are other sections in this 119th Psalm which reflect other areas in which the psalmist is wrestling to become all God wants him to be. Let the description of his struggle and journey be an encouragement to you to press on by faith in your faith journey. Never forget, the tool God uses in order to make this happen is His holy word. Read it, hide it in your heart, meditate on it, and trust God to fulfill it in your life by His Spirit.